It's that time again, Night Eagle. Welcome into the show. It's Michael sitting here in the lab on a beautiful night. It's really kind of cool. I want to say especially thank you to Chris and Yana for coming by and helping out. And I appreciate the gift. Throat is still under the control of a sore throat and doing okay, getting a little bit better. So this is not me producing anything other than going to do the show with the throat and hope you guys are doing well. What's going on? I don't understand what's going on there, but we're going to figure out what's going on. It's been a one hard day. It's been a challenge day after hour after hour, challenges after challenges. And so here we are, you know. now we got the system not working. So I want to welcome you guys all into Night Moods. I am Michael, your Chief Mood Officer, sitting here in the lab, in the captain's chair on this Monday night. Monday night? No, it's Wednesday night. It is known as the 10th of August. There it is. The 10th of August is upon you. Some of us are getting ready and have already gotten into the 11th of August. Good morning to you, all the Night Eagles from around this one world that we share. Glad to be here with you. Going to make sure I got my my cup of water in here. Thank you to my wife, Jill, for giving me some strawberries and throat and everything else going on with the esophagus there. So, it's been a challenge today, but I'm doing the best. Got a good cycle in. How many of you are doing some exercising in the summer months? Well, I put in 19 awesome miles under the moon. It's a full moon, so get outside and listen to the show on the deck, on the front patio. If you're driving in the United States and you happen to look into the sky, you're going to see that wonderful close moon of ours orbiting this Earth, governing the nighttime. So it makes the show kind of special. I thought about doing the show outdoors, and I'm going to make sure I got what I need to get for doing a remote show for you. So yeah, check out the image for tonight's show here on Blog Talk Radio. You're going to see a lighthouse. I sure can't wait till we do a remote show in northern Wisconsin where we can be near a night lighthouse. And how much fun it would be to do the show near and underneath a lighthouse. Not so sure I want to do a show in the desert. I want to make it out alive. You know what I'm saying? If you've been in the desert at nighttime. But a lot going on. And I can't wait to talk to you about it on the second half of the show. You're listening to 2 hours of Night Moods, Monday through Saturday. Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, 10 o'clock to midnight, on this special month of August where we are raising funds for the radio station, 126 The Genesis, launching 11/11/22. And you can be a part of that simply if you want to learn how you can be an Eagle investor. Well, by chance, you can do it right now because in 15 minutes or so, we're going to be stepping into this, the secret place. So you can go to www.givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch. That's NITEMOODZ launch. And tonight I had to reach over and I had to like do it kind of cavalier without you noticing I'm reaching over, but this captain chair is a big chair, and I had to reach around the captain's chair here in the lab to get what I need to get for you because our Night Eagles, the Utopian Perch is open, the Arbitrator Perch is open, and the Petitioner Perch is open. Gone are the days of the Stargazers, the Prayer Warriors, and the Closet Seekers. The perches are open to you to get ready to come into the lab. The Utopian stands for that perch, the view at the window, peering to the stars that are protecting your dreams. And I was actually cycling last night, or actually, yeah, this morning. I didn't get back till 3:30 this morning, which was really kind of awesome on a bike ride. But I was near I-90 on the east side of I-90. I was a little bit out in the country. I saw and experienced a fallen star, and I was just having my time with God, and working on my cadence. It has been since July 21st since I've been on the bike. Thought I'd get on, and because I got a fractured thumb on my left hand. And so a little bit challenging going through the gears on my road bike. But nonetheless, I got through it. But as I was cycling out of my peripheral, I saw this bright star shoot past the earth. And immediately I was thinking about the dreams that I talk about here and all those dreams that he is bringing and dropping into the earth realm. And it was really kind of cool because he was obviously in what we call space, but going past the east side of our globe. And so how many people on the other side of the Atlantic, how many of you Night Eagles woke up to you manifesting into your dreams? And if you are manifesting and your dream is presently right in front of you, then that is the coolest thing, because I got to witness that last night. So kudos to that fallen star bringing dreams to the earth for as many Night Eagles and those who are not even Night Eagles are realizing their dreams. See, every night, every day, every waking moment, you are manifesting towards your dreams. This water is going to help me out tonight, I tell you. So we have new perches, new terms. And as I said, you can come now and get into your favorite perch. And that's a utopian perch for all of you stargazers that are there, our dreamers. We have the arbitrator for all of our warring eagles. Now, if you want to be a warring eagle and you want to pray for this ministry, this radio show and the radio station that is coming, the Genesis 126 is coming. I said it backwards. It's actually 126. The Genesis is coming. And you want to, we need you to pray. We need you to connect with us at nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. And we want to make sure that everyone who is listening to the show, whatever perch you're at, whether it's a utopian perch, the arbitrator perch, or the petitioner perch, we want to give you a gift, a free badge, a little decal, a digital decal from the show, from the station, just the same way of saying thank you. And then a reminder that you can wear your digital badge on your social media with pride and knowing that you are connected to a mission that is going to be changing lives, that is going to be helping people influence in entrepreneurship, education. And we're going to take the lead in all of this, in entrepreneur and education, because we have been inundated with the crap in the world. I believe this. And I bought into it for years, and then I bought out of it in 2007. And so daily I've been systematically coming out of the world systems. So we want to take the lead in faith in the family, changing the dynamics on this mountain. And that includes the business mountain, the entertainment and arts mountain, the media mountain, education mountain, and business, as I said before. So you can be impacted with us. And again, this is the month that we are raising up the stakes, and we're working on some things. And then we had a whole bunch of bad news today on the NFT side. Share that on the second half of the show. But you can go and become an Eagle investor by simply going to givesandgo.com/Night Moods Launch. And we need your support, fueling up the rocket ship to blast off the radio station 126. This is coming to you 11/11/22. Now, I have a question. It's a serious question. It's a serious night. It's Wednesday night. It's the bridge night here inside the lab. How many of you have dreams and have had people discount the dreams because they didn't maybe understand the dreams, maybe they didn't believe in you? And maybe it's a compound two-part question. So maybe how many of you have had that happen to you, experiencing that? And then how many of you have realized when you are in the beginning stages of the dream, maybe it's the planning stage or the phase, right? And then you realize out of conversations or meetings that you weren't as far as you thought you were. And I say that because it happened to me. Happened to me last night. Earlier today. I was kind of late for a meeting, but when I got on the meeting, I got to ask questions regarding dreams and radio, right? And it was asked. I had no idea about this. I maybe had somewhat of a clue because you always hear the word trending, and so he helped me out to find Google Trend, and then he said, "Let's look you up. Let's look up Night Moods HDQ. Let's look up the radio show. Let's look up the ministries. Blah 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 blah." So we did all that, and then when we did that, I was just blown away at truth. See, truth will liberate you, and I was kind of taken aback to have the understanding that what I spoke of back in November, this little station, this little radio show, was and is still a little radio show with just 1%. So I get excited knowing that this massive assignment, and when you get a massive assignment, and most of you Night Eagles will understand this, when God gives you a massive assignment, it never happens overnight. And so the realization that made me get to the drawing board, and I actually went to the deck, a beautiful night this evening, and just kind of sat there and had to revamp my thoughts. And I had for maybe a few seconds, and I'm going to be transparent with you because here we are, right? We're inside the lab, going to be going to the secret place in a little over 8 minutes, right? And I sat there and questioned, am I up for this? And it was a hard question. And I literally, for that moment in time, I sat there and thought, what am I doing? Now, this is God's revelation. He sent the prophet. And then last year, I was told to go back to the revelation. And so out there on the deck, after just receiving this reality check, firmed up everything inside me, my resolve, but the realization to this is a challenge and nothing easy. The challenges that we receive in life, whatever level, size, and impact it is going to have, because every one of your challenges are going to have impact. Believe that. But nothing's easy. That's what I wanted to say. Nothing's easy, even when God gives it to you, because he puts you in the beginning of it. And I remember Henry telling me this a long time ago, and I got this revelation sitting on the deck tonight before doing the show. And I did a small video to release the new purchase to everyone. And not that I'm a little down, but having the reality smack you smooth in the face to how large the assignment is, and you're at the beginning. Like, they just pop the gun. If you ever ran track, you get in the blocks, the starting blocks, and, the track is huge. And so, the first turn is the speed turn. And then you start to get into the pace and around the second turn. And so this is a marathon, and I realize that we are simply literally at phase one, not even close to phase two, phase three. We are probably in the pH in the phase one. And so that reality check had me just a question, like, what am I doing? Do I really believe what God told me to believe? And when you have these reality checks, you check everything at the doorway, or you check everything in time, in that moment. And so I had this moment. And so tonight is a rough night for me, but it gives me remarkable resolve, knowing that he trusts me with this project, knowing I don't know a clue, or I shouldn't say that. I'm learning the clues, the language, the culture about the business side of radio, and even the culture of podcasting, and the many great individuals in the podcast space who have been educating me. So I'm so thankful that for the open doors. And so we're in fundraising phase. And I'm saying that to say I believe in this company that we're building, this company that is a ministry that has a mission, and I'm working out the mission in real time. So thank you for being here with me. I always have to pause when the secret place monitor one tells me we're at level one, 100%. But thank you for being with me. Welcome into the special oasis and lighthouse, everybody. This is Night Moods. This is the change, the transition. We are firing up the rocket ships, and it's going to take all hands on deck. If you believe in the mission, you believe in the vision, the purpose of what I bring to you Monday through Friday, especially in the month of August, we're here 7 days a week with the purpose of building the funds, and you get to be a part of the structure. And I am literally, what I did this tonight is took an eraser and began to erase what I have on the paper. And I made some deletions to my tablet, and I had all the gadgets with me minus the computers, but I was just really going through and just fine combing so that I can be able to articulate as we build the team, as I share the vision with you each and every night, I can just articulate to every one of you who I hope to become part of Night Eagles. And not only become part of Night Eagles, but be a part of this journey of expanding Father's kingdom to all the territory that he has given to us that are listening to this show. And I call it the flagship show because it's going to be on the radio station Monday through Friday nights. And so I have to be very clear with what I'm doing, and that's why I sat on the deck. And, you know, you have those moments of reality, and it smacks you right in the face where you really are. And I wasn't mad. I'm not going to talk about his name, but I wasn't mad when he shared with me. This is the reality of it. You're 1%, and you're not even close. But you can work it, and people can know who you are. But they got to be trust. They have to see the work. They want to be know that they can trust what you're doing. And so that reality check for me is something that I'm wearing on my sleeve tonight. And bringing the show with you, relaxation on this hour, going to help you go into the secret place to help all of us get some relief from the stresses connected to our situations, our circumstances, and crisis and crisis sibling chaos. So we're going to be doing that when we come back from this break, and I'm going to continue the vision and sharing with you during tonight's show. This is the relaxation side. We got some work to do, and that includes inviting all of the Night Eagles who are listening to the show tonight. Thank you for listening here on Blog Talk Radio, and from all the territories where all the Eagles are coming to listen to the show.
You're listening to Night Moves HDQ. It's time to get into the lab.
Right back here inside the lab on this 10th day of August, 10th night of August, 11th morning of August for all of you Night Eagles. Michael is who I am, your Chief Mood Officer, going to help you tonight increase positivity into your mindset. At the same time, help you with the level of faith that God has given all of us. Yes, this is a Kingdom Ministry radio show. So we're going to talk about God a lot, talk about the Kingdom of Heaven a lot, and that's our goal. Our goal is not to throw punches. It's to just give you right up the middle of the road. Do true north with no hidden agenda, except to help all of you get a little bit of relief from your stress that's connected to all of your situations or circumstances and crisis. And so that's the aim of the night show. And we do it every night. And for those of you who are asking, it's the same show every night. It's the same show every night because every day brings stress to everyone. And so we understand that there's not a venue on radio that has an oasis. And see, it's the same oasis and the same lighthouse that's there. For those of you who travel across the desert, you know, from Las Vegas to San Diego, it's a long journey to Barstow, California. And so you'll see the same gas station with the same product, with the same gas, with the same bathroom. And as you make that trip, you're going to stop at that same station. And it's like that for all of you maritime merchants. And if you've ever been on the ocean and you're out there 20 knots out, 30 knots out from land. And guess what? It's that same lighthouse that tells you your coordinates. And above you are those same stars. And so this is the same show that is meaningful to so many who are out there in the desert of life and the sea of life. And whether it's nighttime or daytime, those same oasis and those same lighthouse are there, and they're impactful. And they help people find some relief before they get onward to their travels. So this is what the show's about. And when you believe in something you're doing, you're not going to change and deviate from it because God gave it to you to do. And this is why we call us the Revolving Ministry. So it's not the show for everyone. But we do know that there are night eagles who just need to get some comfort in the middle of a storm, in the middle of a situation, in the middle of a circumstance, or especially in the middle of that crisis. And so this is what Night Moods is about. And giving you a taste of the radio station, 126, the Genesis, coming to you 11-11-22, with some instrumental music. So we're giving you a taste. But at the same time, yeah, it's a little bit repetitive. It's repetitive for a reason, because we know that people are going through it. And so we want to be here, stable, every night, every morning, wherever all of our Night Eagles are listening. They know that this show is a stable show that they can come to and come out of the oasis and come out of the waters to that lighthouse and get some rest. And so saying that, it may not be the radio show for everybody. See, it's relaxation and inspiration. And so we've set the foundation, and we're going to stay on the foundation of relaxation and inspiration. And yeah, we got an email. Well, why you guys keep doing the same thing over and over? Well, we got to explain it. This is why we do it over and over. Because five continents out of the seven continents have a whole bunch of people going through a whole bunch of life, and a whole bunch of life causes a whole bunch of stress, and those stresses formulate from situations, circumstances, and crisis. So this is what we do, and I'm proud to be here with you through some high-level stress, putting the radio station together, putting this actual mission of this ministry together, and what we have been given by God to do. So here we are. Welcome into the oasis, the lighthouse called Night Moods. You're listening to the atmosphere in the background for your advantage, not for your entertainment, because see, you are to be a part of this. And how many people out there coming into these perches want some relief and want some relaxation and separation from the stress that is upon you? Well, we're getting ready to go into the secret place. But like I said, a different show. We're kind of queuing things up all August long. We're going to queue things up and kind of get you in the flow of things and what the radio station is going to be about. Normally, our two-hour show is we're going to get this in and then we've got to get the other side of the show. But this is a special month of August where we're looking to draw your attention to the funding of the radio station. And so working out this ministry, working out this mission, and saying hello right now to all the Night Eagles from South Korea, Japan, Russia, Bulgaria, Serbia, Ireland, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Spain, and New Zealand, Australia, and all points in between, including Canada and here in America, listening to the show. And so I mention you guys every night because I want you to know that I really appreciate you taking the time out of your night, taking the time out of your day to just join us in one of these perches. And so you're setting up in whether it's the first perch that is the new perch or the utopian perch. And if you're sitting in the utopian perch, come on in. Get yourself seated by the window. The utopian perch is for all of the dreamers. If you have been given a dream, if you have thought of a dream that you want to achieve, this is the perch for you as we get ready to go into the secret place. If you are one who are the eagle warrior, that means you are praying for the radio station, the radio show, and God has given you the talent of intercession, then you know this perch is for you. This perch is now known as the arbitrator perch. And then the last perch, well, this is our petitioner perch. And see, these are the concealed eagles, the inquirers. These are the hopeful questers, whether for relationship, for peace, for truth, for justice. And they are concealed away. And so these three perches are what we're going with. And you get to come inside and enter and get released from all that's engaging you, surrounding you, and equipping you. See, whatever is equipping you is conflicting you. And here you get permission inside the lab to be selfish. You get permission to be alone. Express your emotions. And every one of you Night Eagles, along with myself, get it to have an opportunity to go into the secret place so that we can be recharged by our Heavenly Father. And this is all done by faith and all truthfulness. And so you have a VIP seat where you're listening to the show, right where you're at, whether you're listening on your smart device, your Apple device, your laptops, your iPads, your tablets, or your computers. And soon, you'll be able to listen to the radio station on your app. And that's why we're building up the month of August. We've got a lot of building to do. And that's going to take a lot of support for those of you who want to sow into a ministry radio show. And this ministry radio show is a flagship show to the radio station, which is now known as 126 The Genesis, WNMZ, coming to you 11-11-22. So you're going to hear a heavy push for the radio station and for your support. And for your small investment, you're going to help establish greater opportunities for so many other Night Eagles who don't have the distinct liberties that many of us Night Eagles have. And so we're going to go to the top of the mountains in faith. And that's why we help all of our Night Eagles with positivity to the mindset, with liberation, submission, and surrender. And we're going to go to the mountaintop in the family and change unhealthy dynamics through music, through gaming, through socialization. And we're going to be in the mountain of education to help train up the next generation and firm up this generation and utilize the generation before us, right? And we're doing this through media through radio station and the opportunity and the vision that extends into TV broadcasting, because we want to promote and produce and have many of you Night Eagles who have been given dreams and visions of TV and maybe small films, maybe large films. So we want to be able to bring this to pass. And I talk about arts and entertainment. You know, there's so much garbage out there that for those of us in the kingdom, we understand it as garbage. And we serve a Heavenly Father who is rich and wealthy. So his wealth is greater than his riches, but he lays up the wealth for all of his sons and daughters. And so we want to teach and educate all the Night Eagles with partners and collaborations and how to ascend to being people of influences, and that includes entrepreneurship and business. And Jill and I are entrepreneurs, and she is working on her ministry, and then there's Pastor Chris, and there's Jana working in their God-given tasks and their God-given abilities, and there's so many of our elders who are petitioning. Maybe they are our new arbitrators, our prayer warriors. But see, this is what we're doing. And so tonight I had to literally look at the foundation, look at the blueprints, and make sense of all that God has given me to do with this massive project. And all I'm saying is going to take all of you who are listening to the show, who believe in the show, who have been with us since last November when we relaunched the radio show. And for those of you who listen to the podcast, Night Moods HQ, that you're listening to something that has value, that helps liberate you, that helps bring wisdom and truth and excellence. So I'm going to need your help. And so that's why I'm talking very heavily on this side of relaxation, because we got work to do. You know, we can't get to the next level in the assignment without gas, without fuel to get us there. And the gas is resources and the gas is finances. And so that's what we're cultivating as we are plowing and starting to plow in the mission field. And so there's different aspects to Night Moods, and Night Moods HQ, the parent company, and the radio station is part of that. And so there's like these different divisions that we're building off this one foundation, the Kingdom Foundation. And so that's why I'm counting on all the Night Eagles who have been here, who believe in what we do, to become a Night Eagle investor. And you can be one of the Night Eagles to invest. You can do it really simple by going to givesendgo.com/Night Moods Launch. Or over this week, and I'm going to be working on it over this week, because we're going to be giving you our new Eagle tiers for August. And so we have a goal of $34,000 for our two-year commitment with radio.co, which is going to be the platform for the radio station. And so there's six tiers. And these six tiers are tiers of giving. We have our corporate giving, our organizational giving. The Platinum Eagles is the corporate giving of $3,500. The Crystal Eagle is a $1,000 gift. The Golden Eagle will be able to sell $500. The Silver Eagle, $250. The Bronze Eagle, $100. And our Night Eagle, if you would seek out what we are comfortably, is a word? Yeah. And with courage, our Night Eagle, $75 gift in the month of August to help plant the radio station. And the radio station is the foundation for everything that we're going to be doing with Night Moods HQ. And so this is what we're doing. And you have a special VIP seat as a Night Eagle. And for tonight's show, this VIP seat allows you to listen in and participate. And I really want you guys to participate. If your mind is heavy because you got a lot on your plate, responsibilities, obligations, then we want you definitely to participate. And you also get to get reconnected with yourself in your spirituality. And I call spirituality just being with our Heavenly Father in the realms of the spirit by faith. And it's just being present. And then you can have conversation And, you know, also pray to our Heavenly Father. And whether it's here inside the lab, and you are all in the lab with me, that's why we invite all the Night Eagles in to the Oasis and the Lighthouse. And if you, in a little bit, we're going to be standing up and we're going to step across the line into the secret place. See, there is no space or time for religious spin. I don't play around with religious paradigms, religious theology, because life is not only too short, but life is serious. And so what Jesus returned to earth was a kingdom. He didn't bring a religion, a denomination. He brought his Father's kingdom, and he showed us the way. And he even said, I only do my Father's business. And so that's why I don't play around with religion or the paradigms and denominations and all that dogma, blah, blah, blah. Because it's not liberating. It just heaps upon heaps of burdens that many, frankly, cannot bear. And it's not freedom. And so we just produce what Jesus said to produce, and we witness and testify to what Jesus said to witness and testify to, and that's our Father's kingdom. And see, the secret place that you heard go off, it's at 100% waiting for us to come in, and now we've got to really get ready to get in there. The secret place is really saturated. And that's the atmosphere that you're listening to. And this atmosphere is going to draw you in. And by way you're listening through Blog Talk Radio, and if you're a newbie to the radio show, that means you're an eaglet, and you're like listening, and you've been invited to the show. Someone said, hey, check this out. Or maybe you have traversed social media and came across Night Moods, or you caught the catchphrases, relaxation, inspiration, or empowerment, kingdom of God, and so on and so forth. And you're here, and you're still listening, and you're here. Thank you so much. And see, this is the moment of your lifetime. This is the crossroads that you have found yourself in, whether you're a fly on the wall or sitting there contemplating, should I stay, should I go? This is a whole bunch of gibberish. He's asking for money, so much like these gospel people. But if you're still here, it's the Holy Spirit. And you're still here, that means he's pricking your heart and massaging your heart. At the same time, he's persuading your mind, convincing your mind, and lastly, the most important one is convicting your mind. And so this is the opportunity of your lifetime that you can simply repent, turn from the errors of your ways, because the kingdom of heaven is here and it's at hand. And so you're at that crossroads. And frankly, this is one of the top three choices you're ever going to make that is going to impact your life. One is becoming a parent, and the other one is marriage. Everything else is not substandard, but it's less than the best. And that's the icing on the cake, on the frosting, on the brownie, the dessert on the ice cream, so on and so forth, right? All those analogies I could possibly use. But you're here, and I just ask for you to stay with me, participate, just give the show an opportunity to do what the Holy Spirit's here to do, and that's to come into your heart. But you first must repent from your heart, turn from your wicked ways, and just tell Father you're sorry and you're ready to follow him and his son. And that's the first step. The second step is you become born again, because he saved you and you become born again. Excuse me. And so that's why I deal with the kingdom of heaven. And inside that secret place, by the way, that we're getting ready to go into in less than 4 minutes, that's where we get to refocus, regain control. We first have to give up control in order to gain control back. And we get our emotions restored, and we all get to receive agape love. And that's all in the secret place because you're important. That's why I had to testify to the newbies who are not saved and born again. And that's part of my job. That's part of my job as your chief mood officer. Chief mood officer, chief ministry officer, first time you're hearing that. And so you're important. That's your first of three attributes. You're important because Jesus Christ saved all of us. He saved us out of the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into his Father's heavenly kingdom. And there is simply, honestly to God, there is no other kingdom greater than Father's kingdom. The celestial kingdom he created, the universe kingdom he created. So what's greater than the universe? Father. And that expanse that all of the cosmos are in, I'd like to say that's in him. How dark it is and why it's so dark. And the lights that travel faster than we can put time on them. And he moves that fast. And so you're important because you've been saved. And when you were transferred into Father's kingdom, when you became born again, for those of you listening and you're not ready yet to be born again, maybe you're going to be saved and born again during this show, you're going to be transferred into Father's heavenly kingdom. And in that transfer is the highest kingdom transaction known to man. And that's simply the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's why I say he's pricking your heart. He's massaging your heart for his installation. And every one of us who are saved and born again, key word, you have to be born again. We had that conversation last week with a woman who just really didn't understand that. You must be born again. John chapter 3, verse 3 through 5. In order to see the kingdom of heaven and even enter the kingdom of heaven, you must become born again. That's your rebirth, spiritual rebirth. This is why you're important, because that rebirth, the Father deems you important to hold and host his essence out of his glory in the Holy Spirit. And so when you just say that slowly, what do you mean? I possess his Holy Spirit. People are freely to possess or be possessed by demonic activity, demonic spirits. So what's more greater than demonic activity and demonic spirits? Being possessed in your heart by Father's Spirit and Father's activity. Just phenomenal if you say that slow, and then you come to be understanding as you build your faith. This is why you're important. The first three attributes, and I'm here to help all of us reset and rest in God so that he can equip us and prepare us to re-enter back into the pathway, which is our life journey towards your destination. Night Eagles, we've come to that moment. And you notice during the month of August, I have stopped saying, you know, text a friend, email a friend, call a friend, let them know about the show. See, I'm leading up the Holy Spirit. No more begging. We're going to maintain what we do as a lighthouse and the oasis in the dark, in the daytime. And it's for whosoever will, desire, and led by the Holy Spirit. That's why I don't do it with religion. So we're getting ready to step into the secret place. It is at 100% where we can come in and have heart surgery done. And at the same time, there's brain surgery happening. So take a deep breath. Go ahead and stand up. And I'm going to do what I did back in Morocco, Indiana, 10 years ago, when by design of the Holy Spirit, up in the upper room, he would teach me about the secret place. He would just give me instructions to go down to the leadership as they would come over for Thursday night meetings, Tuesday and Thursday night meetings, as a matter of fact. Then this one Thursday night meeting in August, the night that I went and experienced what heaven was like, he literally taught me to go down and tell them, draw a line in the sand. If you believe in Jesus by faith, you can be in the presence of God. And this is what we have been doing, living this off the radio in real time. And even when I'm riding my bike, I'll get to a moment where I'm like, let me just ride in his presence and just be quiet. But if you stand up as you are, right now, you haven't been invited into the secret place. I'm actually talking to you and going to invite you in. But before you come in, the spirit of pride, the spirit of apprehension, the spirit of fear, the spirit of dignity cannot come into the secret place. You can tell them to see you at the gate, and if you choose to pick them up as you get back into your pathway, then that's up to you. There's no judgment there, but choose wisely what you do. But see, we're going to come inside and get some relief, because I'm going to help you out breathing in the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh. And so you're standing up, and there's a line right in front of you. You can even just look at the line, make the line, draw the line with your finger. Every one of us have played with invisible friends, invisible toys when we were younger. I know you did it. You just don't let no one know that you did it. So draw the invisible line down on the ground. Now, you know the line is invisible, but because your finger has touched the ground and drew a line on the ground, now there is a natural line that you're going to step across. Go ahead and step across. And when you step across that line, you're stepping into the presence of Father in his secret place. And this is John chapter 17 type stuff. Jesus is with his disciples, and he takes a few of them. Maybe because the other ones would not believe. I don't know. I wasn't there. But he takes a few of them, his selected ones, the elect of his 12, and he gives them instructions. And he says, you wait here, and I'm going to go pray to my Heavenly Father. Now, he told them what he was going to do, and he gave them instructions. And he would go off from in a distance, and our Heavenly Father being everywhere at any time, and there's not a place that he's never in, our Messiah showed us truth. So he separated from his elect and stepped into the presence, just like you stepped in by faith. And he had a moment of intimate prayer and conversation before his crucifixion. And so we're here in the secret place. There is simply four walls that surround you. I call this the most safest space on radio, right? It's the most safe space on radio simply because you're coming in to impact in your relationship, to level up in your relationship. Some of you are going to receive a revelation, instructions, commands, maybe a warning. But there's a reward here for everyone who participates. And so there are four walls that surround you. These four walls we have written in first person. And they speak to every situation, every circumstance, and even the crisis in the moment. And so as you get familiar with your new spiritual surroundings, the atmosphere is still the same. This is all predicated at the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. He is the reason why we can see and enter the kingdom of heaven. Some of you have your Bibles. You can be here to worship your Heavenly Father. You can praise Jesus Christ in this moment, and you can give thanks to the Holy Spirit. It is all open. All I ask for you to is to engage. Not to engage, but to be expectant. That's the word I was looking for. Be expectant here in the secret place to receive, as I said, instruction, revelation, information, a warning. And if you participate, you receive a reward. That's between you and your Heavenly Father. But if you don't participate because you're saying this is some quacky kook stuff, then you miss out on an opportunity of a lifetime. And you could possibly miss the habitation of your Heavenly Father and the presence of his kingdom. Inside the secret place, faith without the corresponding works is known as dead faith. And here, Father knows every one of our thoughts before they ever come out of our mouth. That's how precious this secret place is, and your presence is superior than any other thing in Father's secret places. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15, happening in real time. Matthew chapter 6, and 6 is the foundation. You can be on your knees, laying down, prostrate. You're on the couch, but it is the foundation spiritually. It's one of the walls, and Jesus Christ says this about you. Listen very closely to what he says. But whenever you pray, enter into your secret place and shut the door behind you and pray to your Heavenly Father, who is in secret, and your Heavenly Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. Did you realize what he just said about Heavenly Father? One, he told you to shut the door, so shut the door so nothing else comes in with you. Two, you can petition your Heavenly Father. Three, he is in the secret place. Four, he sees in the secret place as well. So he's in and he sees. And number five, this is grace. He has a reward for you. That's why I say to participate. See, whatever Jesus Christ says is a command. It's an instant law, and it's truth. So is he lying? particular place that he stepped into in John chapter 17, and even when he crossed the Sea of Galilee, I don't think he has been, and it's been my witness and testimony that when I step into the secret place that we step in with you, that's the first wall, the salt of the foundation. Make yourself comfortable. Remember, there's a reward for all of you who are going to be participating here. The wall right behind you is one of the important walls. This wall is known as the trading wall, the apex wall, and this wall is for all of you who want to trade your burdens that's connected to your situation, your circumstances, or your crisis. This is that wall. So pay attention to this wall. Jesus has to say this about you. Come to me, all of you who overwork and are burdened, and I will give you rest. I'm going to spend some time when we get to the apex breath. The third wall over to your right. This is the wall if you're dealing with a judge. Maybe you have a court case that you're involved in, whether you're a plaintiff or a defendant. Hopefully you're not a defendant, but if you're in a defendant in the earth realm, it's a setup for you because you can go to your Heavenly Father in real time, who is the judge, and you can ask for him to rule in your case. Now, one of these nights, I'll invite Jill to come in and she can have that conversation with you because she's witnessed it as well. But if you're dealing with an earthly legal matter, this is the wall you want to pay attention to. It's Luke chapter 18, verses 4 through 8, but listen to what Jesus Christ has to say to you at verse 7. And will not my Heavenly Father surely see to it that justice is done to you, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? And will my Father delay towards you? And he's asking you a question. He demands your answer. Now, what will you give him, knowing the truth? Pay attention to this wall. The fourth wall is right across from this wall over here. This one's to your left. The Holy Spirit writes here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Now, if you're up on against a deadline, and what you know what it's like to be in a deadline where you got to pay bills or you got to pay a car note or you got to come up with an assignment. And if you don't come up with that deadline, you could be ousted out of your house without a vehicle. It could be something that you're just going to miss out on. This is that wall that you need to pay attention to. The Holy Spirit says to you, therefore, let us approach with complete confidence to the throne of grace in order that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And see, this confidence is simply boldness and being plain in your motive. And you need the confidence to come before his throne. And his throne is in a location. It's in heaven. It's distinct from the Holy Spirit being in your heart. See, the throne and what's around the throne is up in heaven. And who and what's in your heart, the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart, that's the essence of Abba Father. It's like the umbilical cord to heaven. And so these four walls surround you, and there's going to be some breathing exercises. I'm going to help you breathe in slowly. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. And we're going to take a slow, deep breath, a slow inhale, slow exhale. Give you about 30 seconds to do that. And we're going to submit the body. We're going to surrender the mind. You're going to watch your soul get rested. That's at the apex wall, the relaxation wall, the trading wall. Then there's this breath of life for restoration. And you're going to learn much more about that when we get to that breath. And then the last breath of life is for everyone to receive tonight, agape love. And that's all we're going to do. So, again, participation is your victory. Victory is reward, and Father is the holder of your reward. I'm going to count us down. I'm going to submit the body here, and if you are dealing with any type of wound, bruise, scarring from any trauma, we're just calling down the symptoms here in the presence of our Heavenly Father. This is where the heart surgery begins. submitting the symptoms, downshifting the symptoms in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and relax your body. Here we go. That is the first breath. We are in the middle of submitting the body here. And I want to add, if you have been given a diagnosis, a medical diagnosis within the body, the symptoms, we're just calming down the symptoms, relaxing the symptoms, and just breathing in the breath of life doing this. Anything attached to your body, whether it's a broken bone, a sprained ligament, tendon, tissue, cartilage, whatever is attached in the body, maybe it's illness or a describer of an illness. All these symptoms were just downshifting, calming down, breathing in the breath of life and submitting the body here before our Heavenly Father, who is doing the heart surgery. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take another deep breath and relax your bodies. Okay, we're over here at the mind. Breath number 2. We're going to surrender the mind. For many of you whose brain is in overdrive, gear 7, 8, 9, because you have a lot of obligations, responsibilities. And now I say that because I'm dealing with this right now. And that's why I go biking at night, to kind of relax, get my mind off it. If I don't, I go into our gym, a home gym, and kind of get a workout in. I say kind of, because I gotta be quiet doing it at the night, at the time of night I do it. But your mind is in overdrive. And I think of crisis. If you've gone through any type of crisis, when you're in the middle of crisis, what you need to understand is simply the spirit is engaging the natural setting, and it impedes territory, atmosphere, and environment. And people are in the environment. They're in the atmosphere. And they do things because of we have will and choice. And so what is influencing will and choice is what is governing the realm of the atmosphere. And those are fallen angels, principalities, rulers, even heavenly hosts in wicked places, or wicked hosts in heavenly places, excuse me. And so the mind gets distressed, can get depressed because of chaos. And when chaos is coming, the crisis, these are siblings. And when you're in the middle of a crisis and you have stress coming out of a crisis, it's because one's called a sibling, and chaos comes in crisis. And when you come through it, you're being clothed with trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder. That is evidence that you have been under a crisis and involved in chaos. And you're going to come through it, but you're clothed with the crisis, with trauma. And see, the symptoms of the trauma, what we're doing, we're just surrendering this. Just like we submitted the body, we're going to surrender the mind. So you can begin now to just say the name of Jesus, to speak his name. Now, we speak his name because his name is above every name, and that includes every verb, pronoun, adverb, adjective, your name, my name. His name is above it. His name is above cancer. His name is above HIV. His name is above AIDS. His name is above any known illness. And when you say his name, repeat his name right now, Yeshua HaMashiach, for those of you saved and born again. And if you're working out that right now, then you're in the right place at the right time. Repeat his name. And as you are repeating his name, what is going to happen, your cadence is going to begin to soften, maybe get harder, but it's going to slow down. You're going to be able to take breaths in between repeating his name. Continue to say his name. And so the chaos that it comes with crisis, those symptoms, we're calming that down, just saying the name of Jesus. So we're bringing trauma under the name of Jesus. And that brings, when you come into slowing the cadence down because you've been saying his name long enough, that is a sign that your mind, your emotions, your abilities, your logic is starting to surrender to Jesus so he can do the mind and brain surgery. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your mind. Did you take your deep breath? Got to make sure you're taking your deep breaths here in a secret place. Any type of trauma, maybe you're a victim of any form of abuse, we're going to just calm the symptoms down. Any type of abuse, go ahead and say the name of Jesus. Any type of distress that's to the mind, your emotions, it changes your logic, and it can also hinder your abilities to do what you're supposed to be doing, what you know to do. And the depression is like a sponge. I've been using this as of late. When you fill a sponge full of water and you squeeze the water out of the sponge, how fast does the sponge come back into its mold? It sometimes takes a little bit longer. If it's a new sponge, old sponge, it kind of pops back out or what have you. But just saying the name of Jesus surrenders the symptoms that is in the mind. And that's why we gave those four little demons. They had to wait by the gate. Apprehension, pride, dignity, fear. They can't be in here. And so you're saying the name of Jesus, repeating it, and when you know you're starting to slow down the cadence, that is when the mind is getting surrendered. So we're going to count it down here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath, and let's relax the mind again. All right, we're going to get repositioned here. This is where it counts. This is the apex breath. This is the trading breath. I'm going to remind you to the struggle. And it is my hope that everyone who participates receives your reward. And maybe that reward is going to enable you to manage, deal, and navigate through your situation, your circumstance, or your crisis in this moment. So this is why I'm saying participate, because Father said there's a reward for those of you in his secret place. And your participation matters here. And I don't know what your reward is. I can only bring a logical guess that it could possibly be tied to your situation and your circumstance just because what's on the walls. And this breath, as you look at the wall right behind you, is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Pay attention to what Christ has to say to each and every one of you. And as you're getting yourself repositioned, I'm asking you to do that because I want you to put your hands together. When you put your hands together, put them like you're holding a basket that you're getting ready to hold, a gift, a present. Listen to what Jesus Christ has to say to you as you're getting yourself repositioned here inside the secret place. Come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. And as you're contemplating your heart, Father's doing the surgery, you realize we submitted the body, we surrendered the mind. It's all strategy in Father's kingdom. And so you're at this moment where we need to go into the soul closet. And so the submission of the body, the surrender of the mind, enables all of us to go into the soul closet and to pull up that fortizo, that burden which is the load-bearing. And that's the stress that maybe many of you are carrying for days and weeks, and hopefully not months, because hopefully you're here every night with us or every morning. And you're carrying the burden, but Jesus said to bring the burden to him. Now, I know many of you say, well, what about we already carry our brother's stress and burdens? Well, Jesus told you to carry it because they couldn't bring it to him. It's physically a weight. And maybe they don't know. But see, we're here to do what Jesus Christ said. And he said, come to me, all of you who work and are burdened. See, we were never meant to carry burdens. And burdens are stored up into the soul closet. And in the soul closet, you got to go into the depths. And that's what he wants. He wants what's in your depth. What is the dark areas of your soul closet? Maybe you don't want to let people know about your burdens. Maybe you don't want to burden them with your burdens. But guess what? Jesus said, you trade with me. I know what to do with your burdens. I'm going to do what my father said in Isaiah chapter 30 and 15. See, Jesus is going to trade your burden with the Father's glory, and out of his glory, he's going to give you something tangible that's going to help you manage, deal, and navigate through your situation, your circumstances, and crisis. So this breath, I want you now to begin to speak every one of your burdens in your soul closet. Go deep into your soul closet. For everyone participating, it's much easier now that you submitted the body, you surrender the mind. And so you're speaking all the burdens into your hands. Can I give you 30 seconds to do that? Speak them, yell them, get them out of your closet, that soul closet. Go in and get it out. You can do two things at once. Your hands are being held, so you can speak them. You know what's inside of you, and that's what Jesus wants. You want to be liberated. You want deliverance. You want help with your situation, your circumstances. Get them out. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. All right. 2, 1. You've had enough time. We're going to take a deep breath, and we're going to trade the burden with Jesus. I'll give you the explanation. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and trade your burdens with Jesus. All right, Night Eagles, you are handling the trade well. For those of you that were kind of paused in that situation, we're going to give you another opportunity to do that. Jesus Christ says this to you, everyone listening who traded. He says, take my yoke on you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And I want to back this up real quickly. Now, what he is saying there is, what's on my shoulders, if you trade, you receive what's on my shoulders. Take it. It's free to you. And what is on his shoulders, what Father told the prophet Isaiah in chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, it is the government of the kingdom of heaven and dominion. And so he says, this is really kind of cool when you understand this and study this out to the nth degree. He says, take my yoke on you and learn from my yoke. Learn from the government of my heavenly Father and have this dominion so that you can walk as a ruler over your stress and your situation. Walk as a ruler over your circumstances and walk over your crisis. And when you walk over them, you're walking through them, and the government is your foundation. Does this make sense? This is really kind of cool. And he says, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And he is saying in real time, the Holy Spirit that is from my Father and of me is in your heart. So he can say, I am in your heart because he shares the Spirit with his Father. And he says, I'm in this in your heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Now, you will find rest for your souls when you understand how to operate with who's in your heart. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath, raise your hands, and trade your burdens with Jesus. Okay, here we are. It's a long night here in the secret place. We're at the critical breath, looking back where we have been in the secret place. We've surrendered the body, surrendered the mind, and then we just finished a double trade to make sure everyone here in the secret place has traded their burdens. It is my hope that you received your reward in this moment. If you've not received it in this moment, may the Lord and our Heavenly Father grant it to you in moments to come, and if not even in the moments to come, stay to the task of faith. Stay to the task of faith, and may he release it in the moments hereafter. This is the critical breath now that we found our place in. I think because you look back and you surrender the body, got to go over it again. You surrender the mind, submitted the body. You've traded the burden. Some of you are feeling lighter. That's because you're being raised in the realm of the Spirit. to see the destination, looking down into the situation that you came out of, the circumstances that were surrounding you, and the crisis that was conflicting, separating you from the spirit and soul. And so here we are, that vulnerable place, because you went into the soul closet and you traded. So now you're vulnerable, but you're here in the most safest space on radio, the secret place. Nothing can happen to you in the secret place because you're in him. Does that make sense? And so now you need to be restored. This next breath of life is for restoration here in the secret place. That happens in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath. Receive the spirit of restoration. Open portals, open heavens are opening up above everyone participating here in a secret place. There is change happening to hearts. There is change impacting the minds of everyone here in a secret place. And here you found yourself, the last breath of life, reminding you of the three attributes. Number one is that you are important to your Heavenly Father because you are possessed by His Holy Spirit. That means you are the holder of Father's 100% essence in the Holy Spirit. And to every one of us, He gives 100% of His essence in the Holy Spirit, powered up with all authority for your advantage. You are worthy. Number two, you are worthy to be a daughter and son possessed by your Father's Spirit. And that's a good thing. See, being possessed in the mind by a demonic spirit, that's a bad thing. But your heart, that's why Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 1, do not let your heart be distressed. Because when it's distressed, the Holy Spirit's disturbed. And we don't want the Holy Spirit disturbed. That's why we want to keep our heart fresh, anew, open to our Heavenly Father, so He can go in and do the miraculous surgical procedures to the heart. And number three, you are worthy. Look at that, because number two, you are worthy. Number two, you are worthy because you possess your Father's Spirit. And this worthiness, this worth, is high-level worth. And because you are saved and born again in the Father's eyes, in His position, you have value to Him. This is number three. Because you take on the same value that Jesus takes when He completed His mission and became the sacrifice for all of us. And so this is why Jesus changed the game. No other thing, no other work, no other method or formation changed the game for humanity. Jesus changed it. He saved all of us, and in bringing in salvation, what He did was He transferred us from the kingdom of death, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of wickedness, and transferred us into something greater than the inferior kingdom that all of us came out of. And this greater kingdom is Father's heavenly kingdom, where we have value, where we have worth, and we have the importance to carry the Holy Spirit. And this enables all of you listening to the sound of my voice here in the secret place to breathe in the breath of life, to receive agape love. This is the highest level of love, many levels of Father's love, but this agape love is unconditional love. So He loves us with the highest level of love through the spirit of mercy and the spirit of grace. This is how He loves all of His sons and daughters and sons. And He wants to pour this high-level love of agape love. He wants to pour it upon you. He wants to pour it in you. And He definitely is going to pour it through you. This love is like headlights in your pathway of life, no matter where you travel. It lights up your pathway so that others see the love of Christ in you, the hope of glory, which is Jesus through you. And they are attracted to our Heavenly Father, becoming saved and born again by Messiah, because you carry the love of Father. And you are worthy, you are important enough, and you are valuable to receive agape love. It doesn't matter what you did not receive in the earth realm, but what it does matter is that you receive it right now here in the secret place. As you get ready to pour it upon you, raise your hands, lift your head in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Night Eagles, take a deep breath. Receive the unconditional love of our Heavenly Father. I want to start giving rewards out to everyone who connects with us in the secret place because you made it. And if you are interested in receiving something that is just a gift of appreciation, I want you to reach out to us right now, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. Let us know where you're from, how you're listening to the show, and that you completed the journey here in a secret place. And when you let us know that you completed it, in so many words in the email or the connection, however you connect with us, in so many words, let us know the impact of what happened in the secret place for you. And we'll get something out to you, a free gift from the radio show. And this is our way of just saying thank you for being with me each and every night, especially here in December, Monday through Sunday, 7 nights. At 10 o'clock for 2 hours. And we're changing what we do here inside this flagship show because we're going to give you a taste of the radio show. 2 hours of relaxation and inspiration through music. You can get up and stretch, but pay attention to practicing telling your Father, I love you back, whether it's spiritually, physically, naturally. And this is that time that you can just say, thank you. I love you. Thank you for loving me first. And as you grow in your faith, as you grow, then you can understand it. You don't have to understand it first in order to live it out. See, he is the initiator. And as you develop your relationship with him, as you leave the secret place and head back and return to the pathway of life, and some of you are going to doze off to sleep because it's now 12:40 on the East Coast, middle of the night, overseas, morning, Thursday mornings here already. You can take this love with you. Well, we got more show to do, more to talk about. The studio lines are going to be open at 563-999-3685 right here inside Night Moods. We're going to be over at the bridge having a conversation and listening to Night Moods Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everybody, for being with me inside the secret place.
Welcome to Through God's Eyes. I'm Jill. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast. My show will be geared toward helping women become free, and I won't forget about the boys. Together, we will break the shackles and chains of abusive relationships, depression, and trauma that many are experiencing. You can't undo the past, but stop living it over and over and start declaring what God says about you. I will demonstrate the keys of salvation by relating testimonials and trials while encouraging and equipping you, backed by scripture, of course, with the tools of freedom. Join me for my weekly show right here on your favorite platform.
Did you know the number of underserved and homeless kids is growing more and more every year? My organization, Project One Giant Step, also known as POGS, is the answer. We deliver hygiene bags and supply-filled backpacks to Loves Park and McChesney Park schools, giving them the encouragement they need to succeed in their education. To donate or learn more, check us out on the official Facebook page or give us a call at 779-207-2087. Remember, kindness is a muscle. Work it out.
Hey, I'm Michael, your CMO. I welcome you to Experience Night Moods. This show is for anyone wanting to receive relaxation and inspiration. I call it the lab, the headquarters, where life gets creative and I get to mix it up so you can fit in. Inside the lab, I get to empower and equip you in your mood and faith. You'll also get interviews from time to time. So enjoy the fellowship, communication, and community as I teach you on all matters of the kingdom. They even told me to get into the deeper stuff. So get ready to discover things about yourself. And yes, I found a way to allow some of my friends in to help me mix it up so you get to engage, encounter, experience, and execute living your life in God's kingdom privileges. This is not going to be your ordinary radio show. It's time for the church to mature. You are listening to Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio. It's time to get into the lab. Here we are at the bridge on this Wednesday night. I'm sitting here taking all this in. Actually conversed with a couple on Instagram. It was kind of cool. Kind of remember saying, hey, I'm on the radio show. I got to talk to you a little bit later. But welcome back in, you guys. It's Michael. He is who I am, your chief mood officer here at the Captain's Chair, closing the show down tonight. Hope you enjoyed a different version of relaxation. A lot going on this week. Question is, will you be here? Love to have you be a part of the show. You can always email us at nightmoodshdq@gmail.com or connect with us on any of the social media platforms that we are building and realizing that many of our night eagles are in different nations that may not have social media, but you can also connect with us through YouTube because a lot of people listen to YouTube or watch YouTube, say. And we're on Discord. Now, we have our own server, and we are creating more to the server. For instance, the perches that we have, you know, our eagle perches, we're going to have channels, hopefully over the night, and you can connect in real time, have conversations. And it's a brand new server, so that means we have a lot of space for as many of you to join us during the show, when the show is not on, even when the radio station is up and launching, you know, you can catch us up there. And I just had a great idea, but I'm going to share that tomorrow. But yeah, go to Discord and search. It's an app. Search out Night Moods, hashtag 9811. And you're going to find a whole bevy of channels that we are bringing forth to have the conversation and to help provide a think tank for those of you who want to level up in life, whether you're an entrepreneur, you want to get into the business side of it. How about if you just need some support? You know, we are putting the server there for you to come in to be with a bunch of other believers from around this nation. So, hey, if you're in South Korea, Japan, come to Discord. And we'd love to meet you over there. It is free to get the app, create an account, and just connect with us. It's a kingdom server, meaning we are going to be sharing kingdom thoughts, kingdom experiences, witnesses, encounters, engaging. There's also going to be a dream. We actually have the dream channel up. I'm on the influencer channel, and looking at it, yeah, we have the dream channel. It's for Kingdom Dreamers. Now, if you have been given a dream, if you want help with your dream, meaning if there's a destination that you are wanting to be in, wanting to get down that path to achieve that dream, that goal, there's, well, we have a channel for you, and that is the Kingdom Dreamers. And I'm in the Kingdom Influencers right now, posting, getting used to the server there. And so that's for all of you to join us. And we're going to also put the radio station server, the channel up for the radio station. So it's Night Moods, hashtag 9811. And new channels are going to be up on the server for you to connect with us. And it's going to be kind of fun. So join us there. It's all brand new. Like I'm telling you guys, I'm learning. The greatest time of my life is just all this learning. And sometimes it gets overwhelming. And then when you have reality smack you square at the table, it kind of places you right seat and right set up in your seat the right way. And you're like, wow, I really got a lot of work to do. And so I'm pushing you to help build the community of Night Moods. And don't forget, all this week, because we've had trouble with our NFTs, and we realized we got to go back to square one with our NFTs. So we've been talking about our NFTs. We're on OpenSea, but there's not too much to see on OpenSea. Our collection is not completed because we got to go back to the drawing board. So if you know a lot about NFTs, we'd love to hear from you. Be a part of the team. Why don't you be a part of the team and help grow us in the NFT side? Because we got a lot we're doing. We have a game coming out in 2023, and we're starting out with radio. So we got the radio, and then we're going to be launching the TV broadcast station, which is going to be interesting in 2023. So we got a lot of work to do, and I want you to be a part of it. I would like for you to be a part of it. And I'm going to be here with you tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, another two-hour show for Night Moods Live. We'll see what happens. Maybe some of our friends, wink, wink, will be calling in to talk about what they are jumping into as we are building 126, the Genesis, that's coming 11-11-22 on radio.co. Maybe I can get Phil from radio.co to jump on a call coming up and just kind of introduce you guys to that platform. You'll be able to get our own app on your cell phone device. We're kind of old school. So your smartphone or your Apple device, and you can listen to the show anytime you want, starting 11-11-22. So we're 3.5 months away from this launch, and this month we are fueling the rocket ship called Night Moods HQ, the headquarters, the parent company for the radio station, and all of our social media platforms that you can get on for free. You don't have to pay to be a part of what we're doing, but you can support what we're doing. There's a massive difference, because when you support, you're also supporting into the vision, the mission. And you're going to get some extra things for your support. Now, I talked about how you can support. You can go to right now, givesandgo.com/Night Moods Launch. You can do that and then just become an Eagle investor, the most easiest and quickest way known to Night Moods HQ. And so when you do that, you're going to be able to jump in on becoming part of the launch, and there's going to be tiers, T-I-E-R, 6 tiers that you can be a part of. Now, this is going to be unveiled on our Discord page and our Instagram. So if you're on Discord, Instagram, and we'll put it on our Facebook group, but honestly, it's like a dormant group. 79 of the Night Eagles are in there, and I don't know what they're waiting on, but we want to get them activated. So we're going to put the tiers up there. It's our fundraising month of August. We have our corporate gift, Platinum Eagles, Crystal Eagles for our organizations. If you're part of an organization that wants to support a ministry, there's our Eagle, our Crystal Eagles, our Golden Eagles, our Silver Eagles, our Bronze Eagles, and yes, we have Night Eagles. 6 levels of giving to support the rocket ship launch of 11-11-22. 1-6 is the Genesis coming to you on the platform near you called Night Moods HQ. We're going to have It's kind of cool for the radio station, so you can listen to us around the clock. And what I'm going to be explaining on the Clubhouse and the Discord, the mission and the purpose. So we're kind of all over the place. All you got to do is just Google search Night Moods HQ, and you're going to be able to find us on the platforms, the different podcast channels. And do not forget the family of podcasting on our Eagle. It is the Apple Premium channel for Night Moods HQ, and you'll be able to check out my wife's platform. She has her podcast, like Through God's Eyes, what it called. There's Extra and Boozy. There's Manifested in the Way, where you can catch all these on our Apple Premium channel. So we have a lot out there, and the purpose is to expand the kingdom with Father's mission through radio, entertainment, and arts, and we want you to be a part of it. It's my time for tonight. I'm glad you're here with me. See you tomorrow night right here at 10 o'clock for another show, for a Thursday night edition of Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good night.
I'm going to go to the hospital.